You're on 2SER 107.3 FM. I'm Beth Tracy, and I am joined in the studio with my lovely producer, Dina. Dina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So you're here to talk about horror movies.
Yes. So I know that it's December, so it's not a very spooky time of the year, but the weather's a bit gloomy today, so I thought might as well get cozy, relax, and watch a good horror movie. Although we did have a few like technical difficulties, so I'm like, maybe it is time.
That's
for
an omen.
It was a sign all along.
So what have you got? You're a bit of a film buff. What would be some of your top? Well, first of all, why do you like horror movies?
Well, I like horror movies for a lot of reasons. Mostly, it gives you that adrenaline boost. Like, it makes your heart go crazy. Mm-hmm. And also, I like that it can evoke a lot of emotions and it can make you reflect about topics that you wouldn't have thought about usually.
Totally.
So it's one of my favorite genres for sure.
Me too. I prefaced this like at the very start of the show, but when I was younger, I really did not love horror movies. I think just because I was just a massive... I don't know. I would hold on. I would just get a lot of anxiety after watching them.
Yes.
And yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just like a childhood thing where you continue. Yeah. I don't know. I was really scared of the dark still. So
I actually didn't get into horror until I was maybe 17. But now I just love them. I watch them all the time.
Me too. So. They're like one of my top. I would say like it's either if I'm, you know, settling in for just a movie night, it's always either going to be a comedy or a horror film.
Yeah, one or the other.
Totally, totally. So what's on your list?
So I made three different categories.
Okay,
so
cool.
First of all, I put horror comedy, in case horror isn't for you and you need something a bit more chill. So first of all, I put Shaun of the Dead, a classic.
Classic. What do you like about Shaun of the Dead?
Well, I was surprised. I wasn't expecting to like it this much, but the comedy is really fun. Like the humor, the editing. Obviously, Edgar Wright, the editing is always...
Of course.
And it was actually surprisingly very emotional, especially like his relationship with his mother and with his friends.
That's
Yeah, it's just a really fun time overall. Mm-hmm. A fun take on the zombie genre. Next, I have Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Have you seen it?
I don't think I have, no.
So it's kind of a... like. Parody or like sort of making fun of Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of like tongue in cheek people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you know people like this. You've met people like this before.
Yes.
So it's just a bunch of really horrible people in a house having fun together and things start going wrong and you kind of try to figure out what exactly is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending.
Is it a bit of like a murder mystery sort of vibe?
Sort of. Okay. Yeah. You're trying to figure out what exactly is going on. In this house during a thunderstorm.
Yep.
So there you go, the weather today. It's not a thunderstorm, but the weather is a bit gloomy, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on point.
It's on point.
What else do you have on that category?
And the last horror comedy is Companion, which came out this year, actually.
Yes.
So this one is a sci-fi horror comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I can say much about it because there might be spoilers.
Yeah.
But would recommend.
Yeah,
definitely. A fun time. It's a relatively new one, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that one earlier this year and I really liked it.
It's really good.
I think it's got the same lead actress from Heretics.
Yeah, she's also in there. And she's also in Yellow Jackets, which is one of my favorite shows.
Nice.
Yeah, she's great. I love her. So now for a bit more spooky. Very spooky, actually. So we have Talk to Me, which is an Australian film.
Mm-hmm.
So Talk to Me is about a group of teenagers that find an ancient artifact hand, I think, and things are going on with that hand. They really should not be playing with that hand, honestly. The entire time I was just thinking, what are you doing?
Well, yeah, I think the premise of that, and I think this is just like the whole premise of the movie, is that, so no spoilers, I don't think.
No spoilers.
Essentially the hand possesses them.
Yeah, and it can make them see ghosts, and... In the main character's case, she has some unresolved trauma and one of the ghosts that she sees is related to that trauma.
Yeah.
It is a very sad film, but I would still very much recommend it.
Totally.
It's very scary.
It is scary. And it's also like, I don't know, I wouldn't put it past a group of teenagers because really, I think it's used as a party gimmick in the movie where it's like... These kids find this hand.
They're just filming
and
each
then...
other, posting it on Instagram.
Totally. Okay, so what else is on this list?
Next we have I Saw the TV Glow.
I've never heard of this one.
Yeah, so this one is very 90s inspired. So it's very much like a 90s teen drama. Very beautifully shot, a lot of beautiful colors. It's about two teenagers who bond over this TV show that they're watching together. And it's about them figuring out their identity and their relationship with the world around them and with each other. A very, very good film, would recommend.
Awesome. Gotta check that one out.
And the third spooky horror movie is Train to Busan. So have you seen that one?
Yes, I have. Well, yeah. I watched that one. We were talking about this before, but I think that's one of the movies that I've like chucked on at like 11 p.m. And then I was like really enthralled, but really tired. So I definitely need to rewatch it. But what I do remember, it was amazing.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on. It's very, very violent. Mm-hmm. It's a zombie movie, so there's a lot of action the entire time. Mm-hmm. And then it gets very emotional because it's about a father and his daughter and their relationship.
Yep.
Very beautiful film. Crazy in the beginning, and then the relationship between the parent and the child. Just,
Okay, definitely got going on the list. Definitely. What else have we got?
Next, I have some series / trilogies in case you're in the mood for a bit of a marathon. Mm-hmm. First is a duology, actually. It's the Smile series.
Yes.
So Smile and Smile 2. Personally, I like Smile 2 more than the first one.
I've heard that.
But yeah, you could go into Smile 2 without watching the first one, but I would recommend both. Both are very good.
Cool.
It's very spooky. Next, I have X, Pearl and Maxine, starring Mia Goth.
Yes.
Whom we love.
We love Mia Goth here on Friday Drive.
She's a star, truly. Yeah, she is
totally.
A star. And the Fear Street trilogy, which is about a witch / apocalypse kind of situation. And it's very much inspired by like classic horror movies and has a lot of the tropes.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And do we have one more on the list? Or?
Yeah. So earlier I mentioned Yellow Jackets. So Sophie Thatcher, who is in Companion, is in Yellow Jackets. And I watched it earlier this year when I was sick. I watched the whole season in a day.
Wow.
It was great. The first season, that is.
Yep.
And then watched season 2, and then season 3 started airing later this year. Earlier this year.
Yeah, I have heard very, very good things about this series.
Really good.
All of my friends that have watched it have, you know, very come short of like grabbing me by the arms and shaking me to
like,
watch
you
it.
You need to watch
Yes, exactly.
Definitely, I would definitely recommend it. Very dark, but very good show.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dina. These are all amazing picks. I definitely know what I'm going to be doing after the show tonight if I do not continue listening to the great shows that are following our show here on 2SER tonight. But thank you so much, Dina. It was great.
Worries.